Weather conditions in the Midwest this weekend will likely warm up, and there won't be much precipitation around, but look out for next week. It looks as though flooding rains will impact the lower Mississippi River Basin area and portions of the lower Ohio Basin. This is in response to the next larger storm system that's expected to evolve across the southern plains, and that evolution will begin this weekend. We'll start seeing some shower activity moving through a portion of the western Corn Belt as we get towards Sunday and Monday, but the precipitation won't be heavy until we get to the period from Tuesday into Thursday, and maybe a little bit later into the following weekend there might be some additional rain of significance. Some of the precipitation that's advertised to occur during this time period is going to be impressive, running 2 to 6 inches. And there could be something heavier in a few spots. Right now, it looks as though the greatest rain will occur from parts of northeastern Texas through Arkansas to southern Illinois, southeastern Missouri, and southwestern portions of Indiana. This is a storm track that was very familiar earlier in the winter season. It looks like this pattern is repeating itself, and if that's the case, this won't be the only storm system of size to impact the region over the next few weeks. There will be follow-up events, and that matches very well with the long-range forecast, which continues to promote a very wet spring for parts of the lower Mississippi River Basin area and the lower and eastern portions of the Midwest, as well as parts of the southeastern states. We do expect to see temperatures warm up significantly across a part of the Midwest this weekend, and the warmest weather will likely occur Monday into Tuesday across portions of the region. During that time period, highs will get into the 60s and 70s across the lower parts of the region, and some of the northern areas will likely heat up as well, with those temperatures likely to get up into the 40s and 50s. The overall temperature bias for the majority of the hard red winter wheat country as well is going to be above average, and that is likely to continue to generate some interest as well, only because of the fact that this topsoil is drying out across parts of that region. We'll see high temperatures in the west central portions of hard red winter wheat country over the next few days, reaching into the 60s and 70s, while Texas and Oklahoma see 70s and perhaps a few lower 80s. The heat will likely accelerate drying, but there will be rain to replenish that moisture loss in Texas and Oklahoma, whereas Kansas, Nebraska, and Colorado may not see enough precipitation to do such a thing. We'll expect the Midwest, though, to see some very cool conditions still hanging on today. High temperatures across the region will run in the 30s and 40s across the majority of the area. It will be warmer in parts of Nebraska, Kansas, and Missouri, where 50 and some lower 60s are likely to occur. As we get out into the day tomorrow, the temperatures will be quite similar to what I just described. As we get further into the weekend on Sunday and Monday, we'll notice the biggest warm-up taking place, and those temperatures on a Monday will certainly be in the 40s and 50s north and 60s in the south, with a few temperatures over 70. Down in South America, it still looks as though Argentina will experience a net drying biased pattern for a while. That will firm up the soil, but that's a good thing. Argentina's early season crops needs to dry down a little bit. It's been too wet in the past few weeks, and this will likely set them off in the right direction. For Brazil, we'll see a good balance of rain and sunshine taking place across the majority of the country. There will still be some concern about delays in harvest progress and ship loading processes in the area from Sao Paulo and Minas Gerais back to the center west crop region. None of these delays or concerns are likely to fester into a major issue, but we'll continue to talk about it for a while until these conditions clear up. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.